with my buddy, my friend, as and my pal, excuse me, as always as well, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing well.
Are you doing well? That's fucking fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you, everybody who's downloaded and has been listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. Make sure you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever the fuck that shit is. And
Google Play, Spotify,
all that good stuff. Please spread the word. Really appreciate all the support that we've been getting from all y'all listeners out there. We really do appreciate it. And find us on Instagram at ThreadLads or Twitter at LadsThread. And we are a day late doing this podcast.
It's still the spooky edition.
We were going to do a Halloween spooky edition of the ThreadLads podcast yesterday, but my company goes pretty all out for Halloween. It's a pretty big party, and basically I drank all day and was in no condition to pod.
That was like a productive work environment.
Well, there wasn't a lot of work being done, but you know, you need a day like that. You can't work every day.
It sounds like you have days like that often.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
That is true.
Occasionally, I'll have a couple beers on a Friday in the office. Mm. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Maybe once every other week or something. But it was a good time. I had a great time. But yeah, I was in no mindset / capability of doing a coherent podcast probably at that point. Because when we usually record, been drinking for like 7 straight hours.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
That's good.
My costume was nice. Our side of the office did it way the fuck up. We did a whole carnival circus theme thing, and 3 of our ladies that are on my side just went all out. Like, afterward, they were there for like 3 hours after work on Tuesday just decorating the place.
And oh, wow. It looked
insane. We had a popcorn, one of those old school popcorn makers. Like, all this spooky stuff. Like, it was, like, really cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was done up really well. It was a fun day. It was a fun day. But, yeah, sorry we were coming late to you today. But how was your Halloween, Kevin? Did you guys get any trick-or-treaters over here or anything?
No. We didn't get any. They all stay. I mean, we're so far in the back here, you know. They stay.
Yeah.
I would imagine they all, you know.
Yeah, this complex is pretty vast. And I don't really know what this whole situation is, but you guys are in the tucked in the back here.
Yeah, they
as well. So
they probably frequent like the front, like the more dense apartment area.
Yeah.
Although most places now have like Halloween gatherings for like the kids and stuff, where they like all meet up and like the parents are there and they like have stations and like, you know what I mean, tents and stuff.
Do I know what you mean? No, I don't know what the fuck you mean.
They have like tents and stuff. About? It's like they'll have them at schools and stuff, or they'll have them at like other,
instead of trick or treating.
Well, it's you like still trick or treat, but it's like a it's like a block party, but in a neighborhood type thing.
I still don't think I understand what you're talking about.
So it's so like the whole neighborhood, like the neighborhood, they'd be like, oh, we're going to have the Halloween thing. But so like everyone kind of meets up like in the center, and then they have like tents and stuff. But there's also trick or treat. But it's like a way to be more supervised with it.
Tents?
You're like, well, not tents.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Whatever, don't worry.
Is this really a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Where are you hear about this? I've never even.
Well, because a lot, I don't know, but people don't want to. Some people don't go trick or treating anymore because of danger and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
What danger?
I don't know. I didn't have any danger when I trick or treated.
Oh, man, that just sounds like a bunch of helicopter parents or something. Really?
I don't know. You would definitely probably get more candy. I mean, it's more candy.
But, like, at a certain age, you're out there trick-or-treating. Your parents are with you the whole time. Anyway.
People were posting online that they saw a bunch of people driving their kids around to trick-or-treat. I never got driven around to trick-or-treat.
What do you mean driven around?
They did drive from house to house.
Where are you? You have to be living in a place where, like, it wouldn't even be fun to trick-or-treat. That's not fun at all.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
That sounds like a super wealthy neighborhood where like houses are super far apart or something like that. But if you live in one of those neighborhoods, wouldn't you just go to a more densely populated area?
No, because those are the ones that have those block parties I was talking about. I used to go to my stepmom's dad's neighborhood when I was a kid for trick or treating because all the houses were like right next door to each other. Like it was just like, you know, like a long streets of house.
Efficiency.
Yeah, it's efficiency.
As many houses that you can hit. It's all about going to those, the row home neighborhoods.
Yeah.
It's all about.
Or that were like close. Well, like, single
I
family
used to
house.
Sometimes go to like my one buddy's neighborhood, which wasn't row homes, but it was like basically just like a whole suburban development mm-hmm. where not a lot of cars are going around, ton of kids, and that was fun as well, but it wasn't as efficient.
Did you have a trick-or-treat in your neighborhood?
Well, I moved into my one neighborhood when I was 13, 12
oh, that's
or
when
13.
You moved there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had just moved there, like, when we had met, right?
Yeah, like, before 7th grade. Oh, so okay, I lived there 2 years before, but, like, the trick-or-treating was already starting to fade out anyway. Yeah. Like, that wasn't a big deal. My old neighborhood wasn't as... Like, everybody from that neighborhood. There wasn't as many kids, and then, like, everybody from that neighborhood just went to other neighborhoods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never, like, actually really ever trick-or-treated in my neighborhood, except for, like, when I was really young.
I definitely never trick-or-treated in my neighborhood.
I miss trick-or-treating. I miss trick-or-treating a lot. It was always a good time. It's just a weekday night that you can go hang out with your friends and get into, like, whatever shit, and get a bunch of candy. And...
Yeah. Bunch of candy.
Yeah. And I've already... when you're a little older, it's like, it's an excuse to maybe try to hang out with girls.
During the week, yeah. Well, maybe possibly during the week. I ate so much candy this Halloween season.
Really?
It was crazy.
I ate less than usual. I didn't get a lot of candy.
Hmm.
Where are you getting this candy from?
I brought in a massive bag of candy for work. And that I got on Amazon because I only needed to spend... I had to, like, get something for work, and on Amazon, I needed it by a certain day, and it would have been, like, whatever amount of money to get it with the one-day shipping. But spent, like, a tiny bit more, I would have gotten same-day shipping. So I did that, and then I just brought the giant bag of candy into work. That was the bag that was here the other week ago. It was, like, a billion pieces.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
I was crushing.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy candy. Like, I don't have trick-or-treaters in my house where I am now, and I'm glad because I would have just bought a ton of bags of candy and would have had a bunch left over or would have been snacking a lot. I don't need that shit in my life. I'm already trying to lose weight.
This is the wrong time of the year to try to lose weight. Well, you got Halloween, and then you got Thanksgiving.
Dude, every fucking time of
Christmas.
Year is the wrong time
to
lose weight.
No. January to, like, March, there's nothing going on.
My birthday is in February.
Yeah, but that's not an eating... That's a one day.
The Super Bowl's always an eating thing.
That is true. Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, I just drink a copious amount of
drinking those
carbs.
Calories.
Like,
still,
there's never a good time to lose
but
weight.
I would contend, I would contend, though, that because, like, once you get to November, once you get to right now, it's pie eating season. So you're allowed to eat pie.
It is pie eating season.
You're allowed to eat pie basically every day. And then you can ramp that pie eating up after Thanksgiving because the day after Thanksgiving is basically Christmas. So it's, like, all nonstop eating.
It's basically fucking Christmas now.
Have you seen the stores?
I was at a Walmart earlier today, and there's a giant inflatable Christmas tree and directly in front of the Walmart. It's November fucking 1st.
I know.
This one show that I listened to, they were just playing Christmas music
on
the
like
intros,
that.
And I think they were doing it to be, like, funny because they do shit like that.
I only start listening to Christmas post-Thanksgiving. I cannot listen to...
Definitely post-Thanksgiving. Yeah. I usually wait till December.
I wait till December as
but
well.
But definitely not until after Thanksgiving.
I do, however...
But I do like Christmas music.
I only allow myself to watch my very favorite Christmas movie after Thanksgiving, and then I watch it nonstop until Christmas.
Did we talk about this before?
Probably.
What was your movie?
Bad Santa.
That's right.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
I can't believe that's your favorite Christmas movie.
I watch it, like, 100 times every...
It's a good movie, but your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
Yeah, it's so good. It's hilarious. It's John Ritter. First of all, John Ritter, Bernie Mac, rest in peace to both of them. It wasn't Bernie Mac's last movie, but it was, like, close to his last movie. It was John Ritter's last movie. Billy Bob... And Lorelai from Gilmore Girls.
Girls.
That's a solid
cast.
That's
the only thing I know of that girl. And I see her, I'm like, oh, that's the girl from Gilmore, or the woman from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
I don't know her name or anything.
She was in Parenthood, the TV show as well.
Babe. But.
Babe.
I mean, people are already getting into the Christmas shit. This shit's just already started. But it is definitely pie season.
Yeah.
My roommate just made a fire apple. Apple and pear tart. It's basically like a pie.
Yeah.
But that was fucking fantastic. I'm going to consume a lot of pie over the next couple months. It is true. But
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, I don't know why Thanksgiving and Christmas is just where you just eat carbs and sugar.
Yeah, it's all, it's just heavy carbs and sugar.
That's what everything is.
Mashed potatoes, stuffing, and then gravy over everything.
Yeah, that's why, like, fucking Thanksgiving meals, you just fall asleep after. It's like stuffing, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, fucking...
Yeah, like,
it's just carb on carb.
Green bean casserole, which I like a lot. Mashed potatoes.
My family doesn't do green bean casserole.
Oh, really?
I feel like that's a white thing.
It might be. I'm Hispanic, though, so I don't know.
You're half Hispanic.
Hey, don't...
your last name's O'Connor.
don't nationalize me or whatever.
I'm not nationalizing
whatever. Don't assume my race. God.
I'm not assuming anything. I just know that your last name's O'Connor and your dad is Irish.
It is the Irish side of my family that has the green bean casserole.
Yeah, no shit. It's not your fucking Hispanic side that's whipping out the fucking green bean casserole for shit.
But I
don't even know what green bean casserole is. What the fuck is that?
It's green beans
like mushroom cream of like chicken soup or something.
Not cream
of
chicken, I don't think.
Fried onions.
And yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's whack.
It's good, but you can't.
Why is that a staple?
First of all, I don't even taste anything during Thanksgiving because everything gets mixed together. I mix everything.
Well, I mix everything.
I mix it together and it all gets.
Well, I mix most of my starches and the meats together.
And then it's all dunked in gravy.
And then I have my greens on the side because I like to just douse those in hot sauce.
Okay.
But then I have my mac and cheese. Oh, my mashed potatoes, my sweet potatoes, my a little turkey, a little ham, cranberry sauce.
I go
with
a lot of ham.
I fill that all into a plate. I cut up like the ham and turkey, and I just literally I mix it all together.
Ew.
No,
mine
delicious.
Gets mixed together, but I don't stir it.
I stir it.
Justin's thing is stirring motion.
Shit is
ew,
so good.
You steer your food. You might as well get a giant salad bowl.
That's also why I keep my greens on the side because I don't like that mixed in. But all the starches and the protein, all that shit fucking tastes fantastic together.
You know what?
It's like the gobbler sandwich at Wawa.
I never had that.
Oh my god, I actually had half of one today.
No, I'm not saying I know
it, but it's stuffing, cranberry sauce, gravy, and turkey.
No, the sandwich
is fucking fantastic.
I agree with you that the mixed Thanksgiving food tastes amazing. I'm saying what's ew and gross is you pre-stir it or something, you know. I like the natural.
Why is that gross?
I like the natural.
Explain to me why that's gross. As all of that's going into your stomach at the same time.
I like the natural mixing that happens because you have so much food on your plate that it can't help but be mixed. And then you're like, you know, you get, you know, you grab some turkey or mashed potatoes on your fork and grab, you know, hit the turkey also. You know, you mix that way. But I don't like stir motion in my plate like that.
I mean, I don't stir. Well, I kind of do.
You're making aggressive.
I kind of do. I kind of do, actually. But there's nothing wrong with that. But you like to get like a little bit of mac and cheese, a little bit of sweet potato, a little bit of mashed potato, and some turkey in the same bite. That's just fucking
my
fire.
My favorite part is that.
Why don't you just cut out the fucking middle, man? Mix all this shit together. It's delicious. It's fantastic.
Towards the end of the meal, I like to just sop up everything with some bread.
Well, yeah, a nice roll. My mom gets rolls from the Amish market that are fire.
Oh, yeah. Everything at the Amish market's fire.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
Any of that baked shit, awesome.
The best rolls I ever had were last year during our Friendsgiving when a friend of ours and me made rolls and we put the dough on top of a stick of butter and then
I remember that
and then didn't even bake them for the full amount of time they're supposed to be baked.
it was just doughy butter insaneness.
Oh, that was so good.
So unhealthy.
Oh my god. I know. Terrible.
It was delicious though. I do remember that.
I still think about it.
Really?
Quite
obviously funny. Your face just brightened up.
I can't believe that was a year ago. Well, almost.
It was a year
ago.
It's
about 11 months ago and a week.
Anybody, get at us with your favorite part about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start, it's that time of fucking year.
It is.
It was starting to get a little nippy in the air the past couple days.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
It got cold.
Today was like 75 degrees.
Yeah.
And then when I walked out of my house, like, because I was starting to get in the mood, like, where I'm like, oh, it's finally autumn. Like, I'm down to wear my sweaters, my sweatshirts. Like, there's a nip in the air. It's chilly or whatever. And then I came out of my house today, and it was, like, 70 degrees. And I was like, oh, I definitely like the warmth.
Oh, see,
I love the warmth. I missed it already. And, like, I think why I love, like, the spring and the warmth so tiny, like, you come out of winter.
Yeah.
You haven't had any of that shit. So, like, not having the warmth makes you appreciate it even more when that springtime comes. And that's like what it's been like cold the past 2 weeks. It's and then it was freezing. Warm today, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I love being able to come out and just be comfortable outside.
See, I had, there was a bunch of people at work too that were saying that also about like, oh my God, it's so nice out today. I don't like it. Like, I don't like when it starts getting cold, I don't like when it reverses. Like, I want the consistency of the coldness. Plus, as I get older, I think fall, I think, is my favorite season now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it used to always be, like, spring, summer. But now, I don't know what it is.
I'm still a spring, summer guy.
I like
the fall.
Yeah, I like the fall. I'm not talking dead winter or anything. I like the fall type thing. Because I hate that. No one likes the freezing.
It's always a problem for, like, my birthday is February 2nd, and it's always butt-ass cold and, like, snowy. And it's never fun for anyone to go out for my birthday.
But drinking in the cold is fun, though.
Well, drinking anytime is fun.
That's true.
Drinking during the summer for a cookout, fun. Yep. Drinking in the cold when it sucks out, fun.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah. When it's all just dark. Just
fun to drink.
Yeah, it warms you up.
It's great.
You know.
This winter, not for everybody, but.
I have a feeling this winter is going to be brutal as well, so.
Why? Are you feeling it in your bones?
I just feel it in my bones, bro. Like, I don't know what it
is. Farmer's Almanac?
I think the Farmer's Almanac says it's not going to be a brutal winter, but I don't believe it.
They said last year was going to be a brutal winter, and it really wasn't.
It lingered, though.
I guess so.
What do you mean, you guys? Remember it was
cold? They said we were going to get mad precip, though. Mad precipitation.
Yep. Oh, see, I hate that. I don't like if we're gonna get precipitation.
What the fuck is the Farmer's Almanac? How does that shit work?
I don't have any idea.
What is the fucking Farmer's Almanac? I have no idea.
I think it's pretty like.
Yeah, we like go off this. People are always and like it only gets brought up.
I don't think
for how much snow we get.
I don't think
almanacs are usually big pieces of text. Sorry, I had to keep.
I don't think it's that big. It's not that big. It's like yay pamphlet. Big. Yeah, it's like it's like a thick pamphlet.
But how many pages?
That's what I'm saying. No one's ever even seen one. I don't know what it looks like. No one's ever
seen the fucking Farmer's Almanac. No one,
do you know the farmers? That's what I'm saying. Do you know anyone?
And is it for the farmers or is it made by the farmers?
That's a good question. I think I don't know. It's all propaganda.
I don't fucking know what the Farmer's Almanac is.
I don't know anyone who's
ever had one. And it always gets brought up.
People always say, the Farmer's Almanac says, but yet no one knows. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what it looks like.
But it's not even like Farmer's Almanac says we're going to get a lot of rain this spring. No, it's always like Farmer's Almanac says we're going to get a fuck ton of snow or like a little bit of snow.
I did hear, though, that it's supposed to be a real damp winter.
Yeah, well, I heard that shit last year.
Well, we already got hit with the El Nino.
What do you mean?
There was an El Nino system. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's why it was so cold. Isn't
El Nino the yearly system? It comes every year?
Yeah, and that's why it got cold the past whatever week. But it was wet in other places.
Oh. It was wet here a little bit.
Yeah, so that was the El Nino.
I couldn't golf on Saturday because it was raining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. The Nino.
You don't even know what El Nino is. You're throwing that shit out.
No, I do. It's the system, bro. That's why I was cold or whatever.
The system.
It's the system. It's like the. It's like those.
That's why it's cold.
It's like those nor'easters. Why is
it fucking 70 because degrees?
Because the nor'easter passed or whatever. The El Nino passed.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a jet stream, so it jets in and out, and it's a skinny jet. Apparently. And it brings with it a cold system, and now it's gone. And now they will have other systems, I think. Okay. I don't really know. But I know that the nor'easter is similar.
I don't believe a single word coming out of your mouth right now. Well, your face isn't selling anything.
That's a good call, because I barely know what I'm talking about with El Nino. Yeah,
no. I mean, everybody's heard of El Nino.
Barely.
But.
Yeah.
Whatever. Moral of the story is it's way too fucking early.
I've been having allergy problems.
To be celebrating Christmas, although I'm kind of like ready to listen to some Christmas music.
Yeah.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have Christmas fun. Oh, man. Yeah, actually, I'm ready to get down with
the fucking mistletoe.
But I'm not ready for Christmas. I'm not ready to spend a shit ton of money.
You gotta start saving.
God,
I buy everything Black Friday weekend because you won't have to go anywhere for Black Friday.
Cyber Monday.
No, it's the same. No, all it's the weekend. Same. It's, all weekend they have all those deals online, except for like the three, $10 60-inch TVs made in some.
Have
shit
you ever place. Done like actually going out Black Friday shopping?
I never have, and I never will. Like
2 in the morning, or I don't even know when people fucking go out.
I'll never do it. I never have and never will. Have you done it?
No. I don't see the point.
I mean,
a couple of these places have like a couple deals, and if you're right there, you can get like a TV for like cheap.
Some people but,
like,
enjoy
TVs
it.
Are cheap, like, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They'll advertise, like, you know, the $30, you know, 90-inch TV, but they have, like, one in store, and you have to murder someone to get it.
I'm usually slightly hungover and, like, feel like shit a little bit on Friday because I just, like, consumed so much food, wine, and, like, whiskey, like, on Thanksgiving that I'm not even, like, ready. I can't even do anything. I don't even want to do anything, let alone, like, fend off fucking people in, like, different fucking places.
Yeah, I agree.
For some bullshit deals that you could probably get online.
Anyway. You can definitely get it. Some people like doing it, though. Like, they like, you know, that's not me, though.
Yeah, I've never.
However, I do buy all my, all the Christmas gifts online that weekend. Because I like looking at the.
Yeah.
The deals online.
I buy everything fucking online, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know how the fuck people, like, existed. Like, I think about, like, this shit, like, just what life was 20 years ago and don't understand how people did anything. I don't know how people met up with people. I don't know how motherfuckers shopped. I just, like...
Yeah, meeting up with people would be annoying, especially if you have a friend that's late all the time, and then you're like, are they going
to
come?
So we have to meet at this place at this time. Yeah. And just assume motherfuckers are going to show up.
Yeah.
And then you gotta, like...
And then how long do you wait until they don't?
You, like, call places and, like... Just, like, yeah, this shit was crazy. Let's take a break.
Okay. All right. Ja Rule's a wankster.
And we are back. Something that... A story that, like... came across that I thought would have been really good for the Halloween episode, but that works for this as well. It works for any time. But this woman, she's from the UK. She's claimed that she's had 15, or she's had sex with 15 different ghosts.
Interesting.
Over the years. It's very interesting. I don't know how that happens, but I remember hearing about this story a few years ago, but it just came out, or she just went onto, like, a show or whatever, and she's finally settling down with a poltergeist.
Nice.
This woman, her name's Amethyst Realm.
Amethyst.
Her name's Amethyst Realm, which is already, like, an insane person.
But it's 100% not her real name.
No, it is her real name. She was born, she was born in, like, an alternative, like, her parents are very, like, out there.
Oh, now I kind of feel bad for this person. She probably grew up in some kind of cult.
And she says her ghostly partner asked her to marry him while they were on a trip to Wookiee Hole.
Ew.
Don't know what the fuck that means. Celebrating their 9-month anniversary. The couple met in Australia and flew back to England together, having sex on the plane on the way home.
Oh my God.
Is what was said. She said that he didn't go down on one knee because he doesn't have a knee.
Oh, Wookiee Hole is a village in England.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Is it like a destination village?
I don't know.
A village for couples? Because this was their anniversary that they decided to go to this.
I think it's just a small, you know, it's just a village. There's caves and attraction. It's famous caves there. Oh, that makes sense then. Ghosts might like caves.
Well, this is a poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
Not a normal ghost.
Oh, that makes even more sense.
Well, look up what a poltergeist
is. I did already. Yeah, I did. I got the tab open right here. Okay. A poltergeist is a ghost or other supernatural being supposedly responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises and objects thrown around. So a poltergeist could bang.
So a theoretically. Regular, but
a regular ghost could not bang.
Sex with 15 ghosts.
They were probably, it was a semantic issue.
I don't know.
But they must have been poltergeists.
I bet you she knows more about this whole thing than you do.
I would think, yes.
And the fact that she's making the discernible difference known maybe says something.
Where did she announce that she's been banging all these ghosts?
She was on this talk show in the UK.
Oh, right. Okay, Holly, that makes sense. Wookiee Hole. I blame the UK for this.
She was born in the UK. You blame the UK for
I blame this talk show for giving her a platform.
Yeah, because there's no crazy shit going on here. There's no crazy people with platforms in this fucking country. But she says...
I mean, on a live show, I just meant for this person.
I didn't say any.
All right, keep going. Keep going.
But she said for the first time she heard him speak, I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real. They're planning a countryside wedding as well.
This is
just wild. She looks attractive and very, like, she's in her 30s, if you want to look her up.
What's her name?
Amethyst Realm.
Oh, right. I don't know how I forgot that.
Sounds like a fucking place in Skyrim.
It does.
Or, like, a video game of some sort, but, yeah. She's told, like, the sun...
Oh, no, she's had sex with 20 ghosts.
Oh, excuse me. Clearly, the Birmingham Live news that I'm getting this information from is faulty.
Oh my gosh, she cheated on her fiance with a ghost?
See, I didn't even get down in this. Were you looking at like headlines and stuff?
It's from the New York Post.
Oh, the New York Post is a sketchy...
What is that source?
The Birmingham Live.
Okay.
At least this is in the UK. Yeah, she has talked about like all of her different experiences, I guess you can call it, like before. She's claimed that having sex with ghost lovers is better than physical people, which might be true for the person that you're banking.
Well,
could depend.
Yeah, I mean,
she's also told us that her orgasms with spirit lovers have been more satisfying than with real men, and that she can feel their weight and energy. Her family is alternative family, and they're not fazed by her relationship, and her friends are just pleased that she's found love. So I don't really know what circle she's going into, but she also does believe that this will lead to something further because she believes in phantom pregnancy.
Oh, cool.
She believes it's a real pregnancy, but you have a phantom inside you rather than a human baby.
Oh, so you won't
God
see
knows
it.
What the fuck she's talking about. Phantom baby? Is this phantom jizz as well going into this woman's
I
vagina?
I don't want to think
she's
about
getting impregnant
ghost jizz. But I am thinking, like...
What the fuck? I don't get this.
Well, I want to know if it's a phantom baby and a pregnant... So does no one see it? Or, like, is...
I don't know. I don't know about phantoms. Does it become a poltergeist?
Oh, well, what's a
does
phantom?
Does it become a ghost?
I'm going to look up what the definition of a phantom is.
The reason we don't carry them to full term, she says, is the people who have them don't comprehend it or think it's possible. And she hopes that through understanding her body, she will be able to have this child.
A phantom is something apparently seen, heard, or sensed, but having no physical reality.
So phantom, poltergeist, and ghost literally could all be the same fucking thing.
A phantom is an image that appears only in the mind, an illusion. So... In this case, I would think, you know, the ghost, I don't know, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or the poltergeist.
Oh, my God.
This is...
Her explaining one of her sexual experiences, she says one night she decided to dress in sexy lingerie and hang around in the spare room where she felt a ghost presence the most.
I don't like the idea.
She said she waited a while before anything happened in fear that she, you know, maybe put off the ghost by coming on too strong. But then she claims that just before falling asleep, a ghost turned up and they had sex.
I am very uncomfortable by the thought of just ghosts around with boners. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want there to be just poltergeists floating around with...
Well, I mean, she... Like, she...
Fully torqued boners.
Her relationship with her fiancé ended after he caught her in bed with a ghost.
That's what I'm...
Apparently, she said that he saw... He says he saw the shape of a man through the window when he pulled up outside of their home.
That was definitely a real dude that ran out real quick, probably. Well, it happened.
Yeah.
And now she has, you know, play the thing.
I don't understand this. I literally can't wrap my head around this. There's no way that having a sex, well, at least not for a man, having a sex with a ghost would be as pleasurable. I need that physical contact.
I'm gonna assume there's no pleasure going on with the phantom.
She says she fucking has better
people
orgasms.
People say a lot of things. Okay, you know what I mean?
She believes that the first ghost that she had sex with was in love with her, and she was in love with it, but things fizzled out at the end.
So she's just running through ghosts, like, you know what I mean? I mean, she needs to settle down with a ghost.
I think she's
like the only person that can see the fucking ghosts, and she's running through them. I do believe that there are people who are more sensitive to that stuff but not this sensitive. Yeah, but I do think that if a person could, you know, there's all different types of people with all different types of attributes and qualities in this world. I believe that there at least one person has been like more sensitive to whatever realm that is or a different realm.
Well, see, like I don't believe in any of that.
Yeah.
As we've discussed this podcast before, ghosts and poltergeists and phantoms. And...
Yeah, I believe in a general sense of like a spirit, a trapped spirit, but not any kind of phantom slash ghost slash poltergeist situation.
Like, I just want more description of what it's like to have sex with a ghost.
I don't want any more.
Like the penetration, or is it just like weight and
I don't want pressures? To hear any more description of her.
I want to hear
ghost
all of it.
Banging.
I want to hear all.
I do know that.
Does she get on top? Is she on the bottom the whole time?
She can't be on top, right? Because
I don't
Kevin. Anyway,
that's a very fucking good question.
It's not that good of a question. It's one we definitely don't need to know the answer to. But I will say that
I would like people, to know the answer to.
I have heard all kinds of stories about people like waking up in the middle of the night with like the pressure on their chest and stuff, and like sleep paralysis.
Yeah,
and a lot of it is like people will think they're sleep paralysis or whatever. I mean, opposite, they'll think that they're like having a supernatural experience, but it's really sleep paralysis. Right. Yeah, I've never had sleep paralysis, so I don't really know.
I get it. I've had it many times.
You've had it many times?
Definitely.
Like how many times?
More than I can count.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what happened?
Since I was young. This basically just like...
Is it scary?
No.
Because aren't you like awake, annoying. But you're not awake?
It's like weird and annoying. And then I'm just like, and I just like either like force myself out of it, like eventually, or you just wait and just lie there. But like it all has to do with like, because your brain like... Your brain and your muscles shutting down, your brain like becoming more active before your muscles become active. Because like when you fall asleep, everything just kind of shuts down.
Yeah.
And it's just like one part of your like general whatever, your head or whatever.
That's a good description. I don't know the full description.
I like, yeah, this is all like off the top of my head, off of what I remember like reading about it and shit. But
I do get the ones where you like
it's basically like your mind waking up before your body.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. But that seems scary as F, especially if like you're awake. But can you see? Like, can you look at your eyes, or are you like just in your head awake?
Well, no one can look at their eyes.
Unless your eyes. Like, are you like visually awake when I do that, or are you just like
I'm
in your?
I'm trying to think.
Maybe you're just
usually
lucid
it's
dreaming.
Like dark at night.
Maybe you're lucid
it's
dreaming.
Not a
oh,
dream.
You do it at night? You sleep paralysis at night? That's scary.
It's
I thought it'd be like early morning.
It's always usually dark.
Oh.
But I'm not sure my eyes are open. It's really not that scary. I don't know. I've had it happen like a lot of times.
You'd be so a lot more just, scared like, if there's a ghost with a big boner hovering over your poltergeist or whatever.
Yeah.
About to bang.
Well, yeah, maybe if it was a ghost with a big boner. But see, that's also what I don't understand. Like, do these things have genders?
I don't know. Well, I would assume they take the gender of their past life.
Right? Why?
I don't know.
Like that, I just don't get why they would have to. So there's,
I mean,
female
have to be.
Ghosts.
I think maybe there's both. Yeah. Maybe.
What if it's a female ghost
covering
over me?
Yeah, just gender neutral.
Although you don't see them, it's just a presence. I've never felt like I've been in the presence of anything supernatural ever in my life.
That's a good point, though. I think we generally tend to think of ghosts as taking on the either like a cartoonish animation form that we see in like Casper or like the previous form of like a human. But yeah, if you're a ghost, you don't have like a form.
Imagine it's some form of essence.
You're just like
a presence.
You're just a blob.
Energy or something like that.
Yeah, you're just like goo.
With a dick, apparently. Oh my god. Apparently you still have dicks. After you become into the netherworld and the other whatever dimension you're living in,
yeah,
or something, I don't fully understand, and I'm not sure I will ever understand.
Probably not.
Kudos to her, and I hope that they have a long, healthy relationship.
I'm happy for
when she passes on to the next world. But like, I feel like there's. Yeah, see, like, I don't believe in ghosts. I can't get behind it.
This is a good reason to not believe in ghosts.
It's a fantastic reason to not believe in ghosts. But you know who I do believe in? I believe in motherfucking George Feeney.
Feeney!
Like, this guy, like, I know, growing up, one of the cornerstones of like sitcoms of me growing up was Boy Meets World.
TGIF.
Fucking fantastic show.
How long was that show on TV for?
Long time. I don't think it was as long as you remember.
Yeah, I guess because they were young.
All that shit's on Hulu now.
Is it really?
All of TGIF.
Oh.
They have like Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Step by Step.
We've been rewatching Sabrina.
But all the other ones that are on there. You've been rewatching Sabrina?
This is a great show.
They just came out with a revamped kind of version on Netflix.
Of Sabrina?
Yeah.
With the same cast?
No. Totally different cast, and it's totally different. It's like a little darker.
I don't want to watch that.
It's from the producers of that did Riverdale, which was a big hit.
I never saw Riverdale.
Me neither.
I never watched Girl Meets World either, whatever the Netflix
I watched. Oh, no, I tried to
was
watch.
That Disney or
yeah,
Netflix?
It's Disney.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to watch Girls Meets World. It's god awful. This fucking sucks. But George, yeah. It really does bring a nice, warming feeling to this millennial's heart that George Feeney is still out here fucking foisting burglary
attempts. Ass.
George fucking Feeney comes through again. He's 91 years old. William Daniels, who played George Feeney on Boy Meets
Principal
World.
Principal Feeney.
Someone tried to break into the home of him and his wife on a Saturday evening, and luckily, Mr. Daniels was able to frighten away the person.
By waking up.
I don't really think he did anything. He probably just woke up. But the story.
It's still awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's not awesome. He got robbed. Or, you know, attempted robbery.
He fended off fucking burglars. And that's how I'm going to watch.
Does it say where he lives? Does he live in California?
Yeah. LA.
Damn, dude. I'm not, you know, it's a lot of break-ins in LA.
Is there?
Yeah.
What are you basing that off of?
All the celebrities that get. Well, he's not really. I don't know if you consider him a celebrity anymore, but all those dudes always talking about it. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Though. Oh shit, my house got broken into. That's why we have security.
You just blurred all those words together. What you just say?
I've heard of a lot of. I mean, there's robberies everywhere, but
yeah,
LA is a big county.
I mean, there's a lot of big ass houses out there too. There's a lot of rich people. A lot of people that aren't home during the day.
Yeah.
Or nights, and I'm not surprised there's a lot of burglaries out that way.
There's burglaries everywhere.
But I love George Feeney. You taught me a lot when I was growing up. What was your favorite TGIF show?
Boy Meets World.
Was it?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know what my favorite one was. I love Step by Step. Love Boy Meets World. I love Family Matters.
Yeah, I loved Family Matters, too.
Family Matters might be my favorite.
Family Matters was great. Boy Meets World was definitely...
Boy Meets World was up there. Sabrina was my shit. Does that show still hold up? I feel like that show doesn't hold up. That sounds like adult.
You have to take it for what it is. It's a show about a teenage and a puppet cat. You know what I mean? Like, I like it still. It doesn't have like the deep storylines that like Boy Meets World had. Yeah, Boy Meets World touched on a lot of subjects.
Yeah, and I didn't like those episodes. Fuck that shit. I'm trying to just see Corey and Sean get into some shenanigans.
It's a coming-of-age like, story.
They made the brother just stupider and stupider every year.
Yeah, but he had the deep... He would, like, recognize...
That's what pissed me off about the later episodes.
Oh, the Hughleys. I forgot that was on there.
That was late, like, TG. That was real late TG.
Yeah, that was 99 to 2000.
But... No, like, any of those, like, heavy episodes, I wasn't as deep on. Although a lot of those, like, shows, they would always touch on something at the end.
Yeah.
About some.
Well, and Sean's whole storyline was...
Oh, like, he didn't...
His family situation and stuff.
Yeah, his mom wasn't around. He lived in a trailer.
And then when, what's his name?
Which, first of all, doesn't make any fucking sense. Well, because they live in fucking Philadelphia. Like, they're in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Sean lives in a fucking trailer park. I went to school in Philly. I go to Philly all the time. There's not a fucking trailer park.
Did you go to the parts with trailer parks?
Where whatever jurisdiction Corey would have been in at his house to go to a public school to go with some kid that was in a trailer park. That just doesn't exist in Philly. there would have been no place for him to do that.
What? Oh, yeah.
Where there's, like, There's no fucking trailer parks in Philadelphia.
I'm gonna look up around, trailer parks
or around Philadelphia.
It's gonna be like trailer.
I actually never really thought about that until just now. The fact that he's.
I didn't even know it was based in Philadelphia.
Yeah, in the early episodes, he's like.
I just googled it. There are several trailer parks in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah, or you know, around Philadelphia, in and around. I see. There's a Cherry Hill Mobile Home Park.
Cherry Hill is in fucking New Jersey.
Oh, wait, hold on. Well, yeah, but there's all kinds of... Oh, wait, no, this is clearly New Jersey. Hold on. All right, here we go. I'm going to go into the PA section here.
Yeah, well, how many are popping up?
Well, it's hard
how
to...
How many are popping up?
No, it's hard to navigate. No, several. Because there's several. None. Still several.
In Philadelphia.
Yes. I'm trying to see where the greater Philadelphia area is. What's the zip code? This will be easier.
Of what?
In Philadelphia.
I don't know. There's any, several.
Well, dude, name one.
I don't even fucking like 19.
That's
211 or something.
What's the highway around there? 270.
476.
476.
276.
All right. Offshoot. Yeah, there's one right here. Valley Forge Crossing.
Valley Forge isn't fucking Philly.
I don't know, dude. It's a mobile home park in the. Oh, it's Montgomery County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's outside of Philly.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I guess you appear to be right. There's not that many.
Yeah, but even, like, if you found a trailer park, guess where they're not by? Nice houses where Corey would have been.
Maybe he was faking... whatever, dude. It was a TV show. I didn't even know it was in Pennsylvania, or, you know, Philly anyway.
Yeah. I guess they don't really hit on it a lot, but whatever.
I always assumed it was one of those ambiguous towns, but then that makes sense when they... You know.
No, and I remember there's one episode where they go to the convention center to get Cal Ripken's autograph.
What? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
God, I need totally to watch weird. That show. That was like wait, was that Young Boy Meets World or Old? Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised I don't remember that.
The best Boy Meets World was definitely High School Years.
I don't know if I agree. I don't like too young Boy Meets World. I like all of it, but like if
when was Mr. Turner there? Was that late? Was that middle school when Sean was living with Mr. Turner, the guy who like had the motorcycle,
yeah, the leather jacket, dude, and the curly hair. Yeah, that was like middle school, I think.
Okay.
I think. Damn.
Are you sure that wasn't high?
I don't know. When did the middle brother come on the show?
Middle brother.
You know those three Disney Channel dudes? That one guy that was in the show with Melissa Joan Hart. The fuck was his name?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Joey. What? Joey. He was like, Joey.
Oh, that was like, oh. What's his name? I know what you're talking about.
Joey's the older brother,
though. What's Sean's brother?
Yeah, but he's not. It wasn't Joey, though. What's that guy's last name? They were like the three.
I don't know who the fuck.
They were in like every Disney Channel movie for forever.
But I know if it was Sean's brother, that didn't come until they were in the college.
Yeah, that was the college years, yeah.
In the college years, it started to fade.
No, that's when I didn't like it. That's when I was going to say.
Yeah, high school. That's
Joey Lawrence. It was when the one Lawrence brother. That's what I was trying to say. Matt Lawrence, I think, was his name.
What do you... Is it?
Yeah.
That was a Lawrence brother?
Yeah,
he was... That fucking guy? Who was supposed to be Sean's older brother?
Well, there was this movie called...
It's riveting.
The Lawrence Brothers, I think, on Disney, and he played...
Sounds like shit.
It was.
I never watched it.
Oh, God, and I can't remember.
Wow, that's fantastic.
This isn't working. Just
take a break.
All right.
All right, and we're back. Side note, if any of y'all think that Kevin should just grow a stash for No Shave November, please add us at ThreadLads on Instagram or at LadsThread. On Twitter, please. We want to know because if we get enough support, Kevin will grow a mustache.
I don't think people are ready for this Tom Selleck I'm about to grow.
It's going
to
look cool.
This man. Tom.
It's going to look old Selleck. School cool. Especially like during the winter. It's going to be
great. I don't know if it's old school. Every hipster and his mama has a mustache now.
And his mama. It's a true story. I've seen a lot of mamas around.
Trying to slip that in.
Slip that in what? Have you been working on that joke?
No, it just came to me. Been working on my improv. Oh, wait, real quick before we get into the next topic. The Lawrence brothers, that was Matthew Lawrence, Joey Lawrence's brother, also known as the Lawrence brothers, Andy, Joey, and Matt. They were in the show called A Brotherly Love, and Justin and I just watched a quick interview on Joey Lawrence, and he looks like shit. And he was wearing
I didn't want to watch this
interview, and he was wearing sunglasses on the inside and the biggest leather cap I've ever seen. Okay.
I've never seen this show, Brotherly Love. I don't know who the Lawrence brothers are.
You do. You know two of them because you've seen Boy Meets World.
Indirectly, I didn't know there was a trio of them.
Oh, yeah, there's a trio. They were in a series of pretty decent Disney Channel original
movies. Pretty decent? Yeah. You think those Horse movies Sense. Hold up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a certain nostalgia factor that'll play in. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I wanted to get into, so we don't have that much longer left, but I wanted to get into one of the petty, because I just like petty trolls.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest petty trolls in just any entertainment right now is 50 Cent. 50, he's just troll. His Twitter account's just all is just shitting on different rappers, Floyd Mayweather, and shit like that.
It's pretty funny though.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But so wait, you have the story up right about the most recent. He bought mad tickets at a Jaw Roll show.
250 is what I've heard.
He bought 250 tickets at this for this Jaw Roll show, just so the section could be empty.
Missing. Front, right? Yeah. Well, the tickets were $15 or something, apparently. It was Groupons.
I'm surprised that Ja Rule is pulling places that aren't just stand only.
I thought,
to be honest with you,
I thought Ja Rule was in jail.
He fucking should be.
Yeah, after the,
That whole fucking fire festival.
Yeah, the situation. Fire festival. And
although all those motherfuckers that were on that island for that shit, I don't have much love for it either.
What do you mean?
Any of the people that participated in that whole thing. It's just a bunch of rich people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Their shit's off, anyway.
For sure. Ja Rule has made some poor decisions. He could have made, you know how much money he could have made if he just stayed in the Fast and the Furious saga?
Who?
Ja Rule.
When the fuck was he in Fast and Furious?
He was in Fast and Furious 1.
And any other ones?
He's like, no, Monica! You don't remember that part? It's the best part.
I think I've seen the first one once.
Oh, what?
And that was forever ago.
Yeah, he was in the first one and he didn't want it. He was like, nah, I'm not going to be in this anymore. And then had that.
Is that why they got Ludacris? Could he have been Ludacris?
That's why Ludacris came in. I mean, he would have been terrible. He wouldn't have been like Ludacris.
No, he would not have been Ludacris. He's a fucking shit actor. I fucking hate Ja Rule. He's one of my least favorite people to come out of the early 2000s, 99, hip hop.
What was that song he had
back? They all suck. They all suck.
I know, but I'm trying to.
They all fucking suck.
Stop.
You wanna be my baby? Oh, the girl's going crazy.
Oh, my God.
Would I be without you?
Yes.
No, get the fuck out of here with that Ja Rule shit.
That headband you always
have. He's such a fucking terrible. But, I decided, if anybody doesn't know, the 50 Cent Ja Rule beef goes back.
Way back.
20 years, back to, 99, where Ja Rule was robbed at gunpoint in Queens. And they think that some people from murdering, 50s camp, basically, had to do with it. And I have this 7 page printout from XXL describing all of the beef history. I won't get into it too hard.
Yeah, let's get into it.
But it's 50. After Ja Rule was robbed at gunpoint, 50 Cent releases Life on the Line back in 99. And it's basically just directed towards Ja Rule and just pretty much making fun of the whole Murder, Inc., everything. Yeah. 50 Cent and Ja Rule then got into a fight in Atlanta, early 2000s. Then 50 got stabbed at this one club when the G-Unit crew and the Murder, Inc. crew, crossed paths and shit. And Ja and his crew were I don't know, really not feeling 50 or whatever.
Right.
Motherfucker gets stabbed. 50 Cent released Wangsta off of that. That whole song was basically talking about Ja Rule.
Yeah.
It's literally, which is a fire song as well. I might listen to it on my way home. That shit was all about Ja Rule. 50 Cent then apparently filed for order of protection. Then 50 Cent released I Smell Pussy, which is basically like talking about just straight up calling out Ja Rule and a lot of his like his crew and shit like that. And this is like all still like early 2000s. I have several more fucking shit that they've just been going back and forth. And Twitter, like, it kind of died a little bit. And Twitter's only exacerbated it because they've just been going at each other.
Their Twitter
and shit. Like, this shit is real. Like, these motherfuckers hate each other.
They're back and forth on Twitter.
There's not a lot of, like, beefs that are like this. Entertainment like, deep hatred. Like, real, really fucking real.
My favorite's the one from September where Ja Rule says, "Sorry, Syracuse, for the cancellation. My flight was delayed and I couldn't make it in time for the show. But I'll be back to tear it down. Y'all love... love y'all, Syracuse." And then 50 tweeted, "Only 10 tickets sold. Don't nobody want to see that shit." But yeah.
It's true. Who the fuck is paying? Like, who's still seeing Ja Rule now? Like, what the fuck is he still releasing? Unless he's on a tour with Ashanti, there's no way anybody's going to want to fucking see that shit.
Right.
I don't even want to see that shit. I just want to see Ashanti because she's one of my all-time, like, favorite crushes.
I mean, ever. Yeah. I mean, his ticket, if his ticket's...
But, like, he hasn't released any fucking relevant music in close to over a decade.
If his tickets are only $15, I mean, he's not doing...
No, can't be that great. That's why I was saying I'm surprised he's playing motherfucking spots where they're seating.
Yeah.
Usually he's going to be in a stand only like situation. I don't know where fuck this motherfucker's performing where they're seating.
He must have like a pocket of fans somewhere. I bet you it's somewhere random, like in the well, he said Syracuse. Well, he canceled Syracuse. He probably has like this weird huge following in like the middle states or something crazy.
No, never fucking way. Never Java even think. Has a, following in the flyover. In the flyover states. Who's coming out in Oklahoma to see fucking Ja Rule?
You never know. You never know.
Who the fucking Iowa's coming out to see Ja Rule? Nobody in big cities are coming out. This real like eastern or like western big cities are coming out to see fucking Ja Rule.
All right, I'm gonna see where he's touring.
Is he on tour?
Yeah, he's on tour right now. Obviously, he's on
tour. Did we miss him?
I'll
is he
check.
Playing the 8x10?
He's going to...
Because he doesn't deserve to play a place bigger than that.
Houston, Texas is the next one.
I don't care where the next one is. Is he coming on the East Coast?
He's got only 3 dates.
Or is this the tail end of his fall tour?
It must have been, yeah.
His fall-summer tour blowout.
It's Houston, Texas, then on November 24th,
Ja Rule's
he's
a piece
flying
of
back
shit.
To
fucking,
New York.
No. Jesus. He's like one of my least favorite. From the moment I ever heard him on a fucking song, I was like, I don't like this motherfucker. Like 10.
Do you want to know what the top 10 best Ja Rule rated songs are?
It's no such thing.
Man, he looks not... Okay, not all right.
He doesn't look good? Shocker.
Number 10.
Shocking.
Thug Lovin'. Number 9, Wonderful.
I don't even know any of these songs.
I don't either.
Fuck Ja Rule.
All right, the first... Down For You is the best one.
I'm so down for...
Oh, what?
I'm so down for 50 shitting on him.
Yeah, I'm probably on Team 50 for this one.
Like, I love people that troll motherfuckers. This shit's funny to me. Because it's not my, it's not how I am. I'm not a big troll person. I wish I was, like, more clever on, like, social media and, like, trolled people and shit.
I'm probably going to watch some Ja Rule videos tonight. I'm not even going to lie.
Always on time.
Oh, my
God. And I gave you my all. Now, baby, be my...
Like, I'm going to 100% watch that video.
Is the video good? I don't know
I've never seen
the video.
I've never seen it. I probably have seen it at one point. But I don't know. Maybe it was like... early days when MTV used to still play music videos in the morning.
No, they don't. No fucking way they do.
No, I said back in the like early days, yeah. They used to, though. But they did up until somewhat recently.
Really?
I know for a fact, up until at least 2012, they played music videos in the early morning. Because I saw the music video for Titanium. See ya.
I don't know what the... Oh, okay. Yeah.
I saw that music video in the morning one time. I was like, holy, I did not know MTV still played music videos in the morning.
I definitely didn't ever know that.
That was in 2012.
2012, so it was forever ago. I haven't had MTV, like, as an option to watch. Except for when I lived with my parents when I first moved back from college for like a year and a half or 2 years. That was the only time I didn't have MTV in college. I didn't have MTV in any of the places I lived because we've done the cord cutting shit. Or
I was talking to my coworker about that.
I just don't have MTV.
My coworker's quite
no access to MTV.
Quite a bit older than I am, and we were talking about that. The difference between like cord cutting and
Which I'm upset, like, because I fuck around with some MTV shows. Like, I fuck around with, like, Floribama Shore. I fuck around with Real World.
My thing's not so much the content. It's, like, the one thing I do actually miss about, like, having, like, cable or something. And not even... It's just, like...
Commercials.
No, not that. Just sometimes, like, I don't really... Like, I don't... I'm not even really wanting to watch TV, but I want some background noise or something. And, like, I don't want to, like, look for something to put on.
Yeah.
I just want, like, something to be on. I
just
want
to just turn to something and just drift off.
That's, like, the only time I really am, like, ugh. But then I'll usually put, like, a podcast on or something.
Well, yeah.
Shout out. Thread Lads podcast.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys have, or girls, have anyone out there that has trouble falling asleep,
guys
that would like a nice podcast.
Well, don't put on Thread Lads because you'll be laughing hysterically and won't be able to go to sleep. So.
Also true. So also very true.
Maybe listen to it in the morning because it'll give you a jolt.
Yeah, we like to be that burst of energy, that caffeine fix right into the veins of your vocal cords.
Speaking
audio.
Of which, coffee has betrayed me. For some reason, I have like gained some sort of weird intolerance to coffee. So I'm like having to cut back right now because I'm having some sort of weird reaction to it.
Are you getting really jittery and shit?
Not jittery.
You drink coffee like every day.
I know.
For like a long time.
Well, I drink like, I like my black dark roast.
Yeah.
But for this,
I need a little cream, personally.
This week, I've had to cut way back on my coffee consumption because, like, when I drink it first thing in the morning, I'm getting these, like, horrible, like acidic stomach pains. Like,
oh, really?
Not, like, stomach pains, like, oh, like, but, like, stomach pains where, like, I know, like, it's, like, I feel like it's, like, indigestion / acid burning feeling.
That's not good. Maybe you need to eat something before you
I think that's probably what it is. Too much coffee on an empty stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I usually don't like to eat in the morning.
I don't, well, I eat, I usually have a cup of coffee and then make my oatmeal, but start drinking my coffee and then I fucks with my oatmeal and I think it all works out.
Yeah, the oatmeal seems like a good absorption
situation. I eat oatmeal pretty much every morning during the weekday.
Well, the flavored or plain?
Well, it's plain oatmeal that I add my own, like, little cinnamon sugar, maybe some raisins, some blueberries, some, like, dried, like, blueberries or apples or something.
You know what's
cinnamon,
good?
Some shit like that, little plain brown sugar.
You gotta get some cinnamon and some peanut butter. Mix that in. It's like cinnamon
peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Throw some peanut butter in there.
Does that meld well with the fucking oatmeal?
It melds fantastic. You gotta make your oatmeal like a little more loose than you'd normally make it because the peanut butter will thicken it up a little bit. So if it's like...
It sounds like a whole thing.
It's
I'm
a
not
thing.
Doing this.
It's good, though. It's good.
It sounds like a whole fucking thing. I just throw in my brown sugar, a little cinnamon, maybe some raisins,
maybe
some
blueberries. I'm with you except for the raisins. I'm not about the raisins.
Golden raisins. Not regular raisins. Golden raisins.
Even worse.
Even worse.
I don't even know what a golden raisin is. It sounds like it'd be more like bursty in my mouth, and I don't want that.
Bursty
like
in your mouth?
Like,
what the fuck are you
talking
about?
More thick. I don't want a thicker
raisin.
It's
a raisin. Raisins aren't bursty by nature.
Some raisins are closer to the grape than the raisin, and I don't like that.
I don't.
Where it's like really,
I know what you're talking about.
I don't like big raisins. And a golden raisin sounds like it's huge.
They're not. They're raisins, but with different fucking grapes.
But it sounds,
It's good. I don't know what to tell you.
I like some eggs. I like eggs in the morning.
I don't feel like cooking eggs in the morning.
But you make oatmeal.
Well, no, like Well, I don't have to make oatmeal, though.
But you pouring it in your mouth dry, you have to make it.
No, like, because I take it to work, I make it at work, and I just use hot water, and I let it sit.
I don't really make anything. Okay.
Eggs, I have to make it, and then clean shit.
Yeah.
Which I'm not about that shit in the morning. I'm not a morning person. It takes me literally a cup of coffee before I'm ready to fucking talk to anybody. I don't need your fucking little chit chat. I don't need the conversation. I just want to be in my space until like 11 o'clock. Ooh. And then I'm ready to really engage.
I got put on.
When people call me before like 11 o'clock in my office, I'm just like, God Damn it.
I have to take my lunch break at 11 now, and I'm very... It's
11?
It sucks.
Why?
They want us to stagger our lunch breaks, like, between the three of us at our job, and, like, the other guys have been there for a significantly longer time than I have.
So one's got 12, one's got one.
Yep. Because they don't want... I volunteered for two. They said that's too late. They were like, yeah, because if you take a lunch break at 2, you get back at 3, and then the day's over. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I like that.
How late do you work? Till 5?
Yeah.
What do you mean the day's over?
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But anyway, so now I'm taking...
Like it fucking matters?
My coworkers are cool. They're like, oh, we'll rotate. But I'm like, they've been there for a while. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to... I've only been there for like...
Put your foot down.
Not even 2 months.
It's like going to jail. Beat up the biggest guy the first day.
Yeah, like, but I don't want to have... I like my coworkers. I don't want to have that situation.
Oh, really? Do you like your coworkers?
I respect them because they're very...
Do you like them or respect them?
No, I like them. Okay. They're also significantly older than me, so there's this weird, like, paternal sense I get from them.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I do respect them in a different way. So.
Well, I'm glad it's working out for
you. Yeah, it's working out.
But I think that'll do it for us this week. It was fun. Fun as always.
I'm
probably not on point as I would normally be. I'm still pretty hungover. I've had a stomachache all fucking day.
Ooh.
It's not been great. Not been great.
An acid buildup.
Yeah, but thank you to everyone who stuck with us through this whole podcast. We really appreciate it. We really do appreciate all the support. Please.
I appreciate it.
Right. Exactly. rate us on Apple Podcasts,
iTunes, Spotify, Google Play.
That's where you
wherever podcasts may reside.
And tell your friends, family, coworkers, anybody, people at your gym, people that you play pickup with, people that you see at the store. Just drop them a line and go on your friends' phones and just subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
They won't care.
If you're in the grocery store and you're talking to somebody, just kind of talk like a little bit loudly. Be like, "Oh, I was listening to this podcast called Thread Labs," so other people will overhear you on the low.
Exactly.
But not on the law.
All right, well, that'll do it for us. I'm Justin Dorsey for Kevin O'Connor. We will see y'all next week, right? Next week?
Thread Labs.